Father, Baba, oh Father, we thank you. Le Baba Randa Pa E Kapara Pahala Dada Ala Kapara and the Helegede Baba E Kapara Pahala Kapa E Kapara Pahala Kapa E Paranda Halagada Baba Ala Kapara Pahala Kada Baba Apara Pahala Baba Rashada Baba Ale Kapara and the Helegede Baba Ala Kapara Pahala Kapa Ala Kapara Pahala Kapa E Kapara and the Helegede Baba Le kaparande helegede babaranda pa e para pahala pa e paranda pahayande helegede baba a kaparanda halada da babarasha da baba e paranda hala para pahala pa a para pahala baba e kapara pahala pa e kapara pahala pa e dembaram baranda pa e kapara pahala da ala babaranda pahala pa e para pahayande helegede Baba, a kapara pahala kapa, elevabara pahala kapa, ala kapara pahayan de helegede baba, e para pahala kada baba, a para pahaya levabara pahala kapa, e para shada babaran de helegede baba, a kapara pahala kapa, a kaparan de helegede babara pahala kada baba, e kapara pahayan de helegede baba, e kapara pahala kapara shada baba, elevabara. Randa pahala kapa, akapara pahala kada baba, e parasha da baba rande heleke de bebe, e kapara da baba randa pa, e para pahala kapara shada baba, ala kapara le bebe, e kapara le bebe randa pa, akapara pahala da, e paranda halapa, akapara pahayande heleke de baba, e parasha da baba rande heleka pa, ala para pahala pa, e Kaparapa, e kaparapa, e kaparapa, e paranda parasha da baba, eleverera pahalada. In the name of Jesus, we are praying for the mercies of God. We are praying for the mercies of God. We are praying and telling God that, Father, let your mercies be known here. Father, have mercy upon the church, the leaders, the members, each and every soul here. In the name of Jesus, I want us to pray and ask for the mercies. We are going before God boldly so that we shall obtain mercy. In the name of Jesus, la kapara shada baba, ele kapara nda halapa, e kapara pahalapa, ala babara shada baba, ala babara shada babara nda pa. E kapara pahala kapa, a para pahala babaranda halapa, e para pahala pa, e para pahala pa, a la kapara pahala baba, e kapara shada babaranda pa, a la kapara la babaranda halapa, e kapara la baranda pahala babara shada baba, e paranda halababa. Le kapara pahayande bebera shada baba ala kapara pahaya kapa e kaparande hele dede e kaparande hele dede dede babara pahaya pa e kapara pahalanda gada baba elebera pahala pa elebera pahala pa e kapara shada babara pahala kapa ala babara pahala kada baba a kapara pahala kapara shada baba aparande hayanda babara pahala kada baba ala baranda pahayanda bebe ikapara pahala kapara shada baba ala babarande helegede baba akapara pahala bara pahala pa e para shada baba ala kapara ala babarande helegede baba Le kapara pahala kapa, e kapara shada babara pahala kapa, ele baranda pa, e kapara pahala pa, ende ele bebera shada baba, e kapara la babaranda pa, apara pahala para shada baba, e kapara le beberanda pa, ale kapara pahala pa, ale kapara pahala pa, ende ele gede babara. Shada baba, ala kapara la bara pahayanda baba, ara pahayanda babara pahala kapa, e kapara pahayanda helegede baba, e kapara shada babara pahala kapa, e kapara pahala kada baba, e kapara pahala kada babara shada baba, ala paranda helegede baba, ale kapara pahala kapa, ale kapara pahala kapa, e para shada babara daba, e kapara pahala kada baba, e kaparanda hala babara shada baba. le kapara pahalapa, e kapara andapa, e para pahapa, e para pahapa, e de helege de babaran, de helege babara shada baba, eleke pera pahalapa, e kapara pahalapa, e kapara pahalapa, e dembaranda pa, ara pahayanda babara pahala kada baba, e para shada babara pahala kada baba, e paranda pa, e para pahala kapara pahalapa, e dembaranda pa, e dembaranda pa, para pa, e kapara de beranda pa, ala para pahaya pa, ala para pahaya pa, e paranda halapa, e para pahayanda bebera shada baba, ala kapara pahalapa, ale paranda halapara shada baba, ala para pahala kapa, e paranda halababa, e paranda hayanda babara pahala kada baba, ele para shada babara pahala kapa, ale kapara pahala kada baba, ala kapara pahala kada babara shada baba, e parande helege de baba, akapara pahalapa, akapara pahayapa, le kapara shada babara pahala baranda pa, Father your mercies abara pa, e kaparanda hele bebe, ala para shada baba, ala para shada baba, e kapara le baba, e kapara le babaranda pa, e kapara pahala kapa, e kapara pahala kapa, e para shada babaranda pa, ele beranda pa, ele beranda pa, e kapara pahala kada baba, ende hele kede babara shada baba, apara pahala kapa, apara pahala kapa, ikaparanda pa, ikaparanda pa, eleberanda pa, ikapara shada baba, ala kaparanda hala baba, apara lebeberanda pa, ikapara pahala baba, ikapara pahala baba, indemberanda pahala kapa, akapara shada baba, lebebe, ikapara lebeberanda pa, akapara pahala kapa, akapara pahala kapa, iparasha da babaranda pa, ale kapara pahala kada baba, ikapara pahala pa, iparanda pa, ipara pahayanda baba, ikapara pahala barasha da baba, ele beberanda pa, ele beberanda pa, paranda ele gede baba, ikapara pahala kapa, ale parasha da babaranda hala kapa, ale kapara pahala kada baba, ala para pahala e kapara le babara shada baba ala kapara pahala baba e paranda pa e paranda pa ele beranda pa para la baba ele beberanda pa paranda pa e kapara shada babara pa pa andi helege de babara pahala pa andi helege de babara pahaya da baba apara pahala pa e kapara shada babaranda pa e para pahala babara pahala da in the name of Jesus. We are praying and committing today's service into the hands of the Lord, that the Lord should move, the Lord should go before us, the Lord should bless us. Any word, any blessing that he has for us today, the Lord should deliver it to us in the name of Jesus. We are praying and telling God that, Father, in the name of Jesus, into your hands we commit today, into your hands we commit today's service. Hallelujah. I want us to pray. We are praying and telling God that, Father, in the name of Jesus, kapa e para shada babaranda pa a paranda hala kada baba e kapara pahapa e kapara pahapa endeberanda pa e kapara shada baba e kapara shada babaranda pa e kapara pahala pa e paranda pahala kada baba ala bara pahala babara pahala pa elebera pahayanda baba e para pahala para pahapa e para pahaparanda pa ele pera shada baba ele pera shada babara pa o paranda helege de babaranda helege de baba e kapara pahala pa e para shada baba ala para pahala pa ala para pahaya pa e paranda helege de babaranda pa ande beranda pa ande hayende gede gada babara pahaya pa ala kapara pahaya pa a para shada babara pa ele bebera pahaya baba ale kapara pahaya le bebe ale kapara pahaya nda baba ala para pahala pa e kaparande helegede baba ala kapara pahala pa elebe rasha da babaranda pa e kapara pahala pa e kapara pahala pa elegede babara pahala kapa e para shada baba ala kapara pahala pa e para pahaya elebe randa pa e kapara pahala pa elebe bera pahala pa ale para shada baba ale para shada baba randa pa e kapara pahala pa e kapara pahala pa elebe randa pa pa e kapara shada baba leke peranda pahaya pa leke peranda haya pa e kapara shada babara le baranda pa ala kapara pahala kapa ala babara shada babara pahala kapa e kapara de hele de baba ala kapara pahala kada baba apara pahala babara shada baba e kapara pahaya de hele de baba apara pahapa e parande hele de baba e parande hele de baba Baranda pa, e kapara pahala pa, e kapara pahala pa, ala parasha na babara le baranda pa, ale para pahapa, ale para pahala pa. Oh Father, we come today into your hands, we come here to minister into your hands, the pastors in the name of Jesus, Baba, e kapara pahala baba, ale kapara pahala kapa, apa le baranda pa, ale baba, ale kapara shada babaranda pa, ala para pahala kada baba, e kapara pahala kapa, apara pahala babara le beberanda pa, e para le beberanda pa, e kapara pahapa, e kapara pahapa, e lebera pahala pa, e lebera pahala pa, e kapara pahapa, le kapara pahapa, e lehele legede babara shada baba, apara le beranda pa, e kapara pahala pa, e kapara pahala pa, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you this evening. We thank you, Lord, for what you've done for us. Lord Jesus, we commit today into your hands. Father, go before us. Bless us today. Speak to us, O Lord. We commit the minister also into your hands, O Lord. And you bless him. Any attack, you take it off from him in the name of Jesus. Father, let today be a blessing. And we thank you for an answered prayer. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Hallelujah. At this moment, I want us to welcome Lady Reverend Victoria to come and take us to the worship and praise section. Amen.
Oh,
thank you.
Yeah. Thank you. Amen.
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 Once again, I welcome you all for today's program. Amen.
Amen.
As I always say, not to have an expectation, is to have a business. In heaven, this is amen.
Amen.
As I always say, you have to have an expectation. Then open your fear in the program because. Whatever that you are doing, coming to church, being a Christian, it's not, you are not doing it for God. You are only being a man who is 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 a man who this is our lives. We are not teaching my own. We are not teaching our 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 own. We are not teaching
our
I will be our testimony. If you have any testimony to share with the glory of God during this week, last week, or even the years, if your testimony is the honest, I want you to share. One, yes, I never give you money. I never share. If you change, if you are ever.
Oh,
As we enter into the next phase, without wasting our time, as we are waiting, I want us to speak in the language of the Spirit. I want us to prepare our heart, our spirit, our soul and mind to receive from the Lord this evening. But before that, I want us to pray and tell God, Father, in the name of Jesus, come and be with me this evening. In the name of Jesus, I want you to pray. As you are preparing your spirit, your soul to receive from the Lord this evening, I want us to pray. Rashada babara napa ekapara pahala kapara shada da 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 eleveranda para pahala kapa ekapara shada baba eleparanda pa elepara shada babaranda pa ekapara pahala kapa ekapara pahala kapa elebara pahaya da baba ekapara shada babaranda pa alakapara pahaya pa ekapara shada babaranda pahala kada baba ekapara pahala kada baranda be ekapara shada babara pahaya pa le paranda para shada baba e para pahala kada baba randa pa e kapara pahala kapa e kapara shada baba randa pa a kapara pahala kapara shada baba e kapara pahala kapa ala baba randa pa e kapara shada baba e paranda pahala kada baba mele bebe shada baba ra pahala baba ale para pahala kapa e parande para shada baba Leveranda pa, leveranda pa, ikapara shada babaranda pa, alaka para pahaya pa, lekepera shada babaranda pa, ale babara pa, ala babara pahaya da da da, ale babaranda haya da 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 da, ikaparanda pa, elebranda bara pa, elebranda parande para shada baba, alaka para pa, alaka para pa.
I want you to pray, I want you to open your heart and bless the Lord of Abarapa. Oh, thank you, Father, Barasha, yet another name granted to me, Lord. Abarapa, Lord, you have been with us ever since we started this year, Lord of Abarapa. Indeed, you have been great, Lord of Abarapa. Many of us started with us, but where are they, Bara? It is not that we are special, it is because of your protection, your divine protection. That is why we come before you this season. And we say, Lord, thank you. We lay down, we bow down our head, we go on our knees, and we say, Lord Jesus, we thank you. We put our crown down, and we say, Lord Jesus, thank you, Lord. It is not by our strength, oh Lord, it is not by the food we eat, but it is by your protection, your mercy, Lord. Ale baranda pa, ale bara pa ya kapa, ika para pa pa, ika para pa da 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 da, ande baranda pa, ika para shada baba, ala para pa la kapa, ala kapa para pa la kapa, ika para bara,
Ali Kapara, La Baranda Pa, Ala Kapara, Palapa, Ala Baba, Rashada Baba, Arapahayanda Baba, Arapahayanda Baba, Rapa, Arapahayanda Baba, Ipanashada Baba, Ale Parapahayanda Baba, Arapahayanda 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 Baba, Rashada Baba, Ele Kapara Pahala Kapara Shada Baba, Ele Para Pahala 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 Ale kapara pahala baba, ele paranda halapa, ele paranda halapa, ipara pahapa, ipara pahapa, ende maranda pa, apara pahaya kapa, ale bebera shada baba, ala para pahala baba, iparanda pa, ele paranda ele baba, ele para shada baba, ipara pahala baba, ele para ele beranda pa, ikapara pa, ikaparanda halapa. Ale para pahala pa, ale para pahala baba, ale para pahala baba. In the name of Jesus, say, Lord Jesus, any attack against my life, against my business, against my progression, oh, by the fire of the Holy Ghost, we consume that in the name of Jesus. We consume any arrow that has been sent about to limit me, to limit my business. In the name of Jesus, I want us to pray that the fire of the Lord, the power of the Holy Ghost, should consume any attack against my life, against my business, against my progression in life, in the name of Jesus. Akapara shada baba, ekapara lebara, ekapara lebara, apara pa, apara pa, apara lebara shada baba, elebe beranda pa, elebe beranda pa, ekapara pa pa, ekapara halaga baba, ekapara shada baba, ekapara pa halapa, ekapara pa halapa, ekapara halapa. Ikapara pa, aparanda pa, aparanda pa, aparanda pa, ikapara 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 pa, aparanda pa, aparanda p Parashada Baba, Ale
In the name of Jesus.
Thank you. When it's time for praise, that is when you become attentive. As if they are worshiping themselves.
Amen.
So when you enter the presence of God, that is why I said that it's only when maybe you are directing someone.
Amen.
But when you come to church, be sensitive and attentive.
Amen.
Because what God will give you when you are sensitive and attentive, no human being can give you. And it's priceless.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You are all welcome to tonight's service.
Amen.
Amen.
My father is supposed to be here. That is my father, the Archbishop Iman. But because he didn't make it to Ghana, I have to take him up.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Before I preach today's message, there is something that I just want to encourage you.
Amen.
Anyone as a Christian,
hallelujah.
See, where we are heading towards, if you are a Christian and if you don't take care, you need a church.
Amen.
I've realized that there are many churchgoers, and even there are many people we call pastors, they are churchgoers.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Are you here?
Yes.
Are you here?
Yes.
Are you here?
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Please hope you've taken your offering.
Okay, that's all.
Yeah, so I've realized that where we are heading towards, because there's a wave blowing.
Amen.
There's a very powerful wave blowing. And this wave is not a wave of distraction, it's a wave of passion.
Amen.
And anyone who is not solid with God, I'm telling you, you can give up in your Christian walk.
Hallelujah.
Are you here?
Yes.
If you are not solid with God, if you are not, when I say solid with God, if you are not a Christian who is fully convinced by the word of God, and who is solid by the word, you will move out. It doesn't care whether you carry the title or ambition. I'm telling you this. There is a wave coming, a very strong one. And this wave is not from the devil, it's God himself. It's a wave of purging. It's a wave of purging the body of Christ. And if you don't take care, you can be a Christian today and tomorrow you'll be out. You can even be a pastor today and tomorrow you'll be out.
Hallelujah.
You'll be out. You'll be out. And this is the scripture the Lord gave me. He said that, what shall we, that is Romans chapter 8, verse number 31 to 39. He said that, what shall we then say to these things? If God be with us, who can be against us? He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up to us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things?
Amen.
Are you following? He that spared not his son. God never spared Jesus. So the death of Jesus, for Jesus to come and die on the cross, is not something that is not a lightly thing, as the way some people preach, as if God gave his son simple just like that. So the Bible said, he that spared not his son. He didn't spare him. Whenever someone spares you, it's more like, I said, I didn't know, all protocol observed. I didn't care, I said, I found my own body, you with you. I get it. But the Bible is saying that Jesus, who is the begotten son of God, who is the only son of God, he didn't spare him. It should tell you how serious God was with his son that must have gone and died. So the Bible said that he that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all. So including everything created, God gave his son for us all. How shall he not with him also freely give us all things? So the way God didn't spare his son, That is the way that God will also, if you want to give you something or if you want to bless you, will do it.
Amen.
And he said that who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifies. Who is he that condemns? It is Christ that died. Here rather, it is risen again. That is risen again. Who is even at the right hand of God? Who also maketh intercession for us? Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, distress, persecution, famine, nakedness, peril, sword? See, if you are not the wind that I'm talking about, the negative, if you are not a Christian who is founded by the word of God, I'm telling you, you will be carried away by tribulation. Tribulation can take you off. Distress can take you off. Persecution can take you off. Famine can take you off. Nakedness. When you say nakedness, it's not necessarily like you are naked and you are walking about. Like everything about you is disclosed. Will be taken off, will take you off. Peril, which is hard times, sword. As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through Christ who loves us. For I am persuaded that neither death, life, neither death, life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers. And these are the celestial realms. The difference between angels and principalities. Principalities, powers, nor things present, nor things to come. Neither height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate me from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
So, where we are heading on towards, you see, whenever God is about to take you to a glory, there is also a serious persecution or a serious thing that you go through, and even the devil can even add himself to it. Hallelujah. Yes. So, if you are a Christian, or you are a minister of God, whoever you are, as a Christian, when you go to church and you don't take care, these things, death, life, angels, principalities, powers, things present, things to come, height, depth, creatures, shall separate you from the love of God. And you see, anything that separates you from the love of God is a sign that you are not a Christian. What makes you a Christian is the love of God. What makes us Christians is what? The love of God. So anything that separates you from the love of God, you are no more a Christian. And people can see you attending church service programs, preaching. But if heaven doesn't recognize you, you are not a Christian. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
So I'm just giving you this caution so that you become careful. Because many a times we Christians, we are hypocrites. Amen. We are not hypocrites towards each other, we are hypocrites towards God. Because, you see, as I'm standing here, before 2023, there were many revolutions and many expectations that I've been living from God. Amen. But when I sit down and I analyze, even if God, you see, in this life, you should have in your mind that God can never make a mistake. But you and me, we are always prone to mistakes. Amen. Because in the realm of God, there is nothing called sin. But in our realm, there is sin. And a place where there is sin, there is always mistakes. Are you getting it? So when you give your life to Christ, you are saved, all right. But you can be prone to mistakes and you can lead you to destruction. Hallelujah. So as I said, I had my personal revolution, or let's say things that I've been expecting and praying and fasting towards God, that, oh, this thing should happen to me. Are you getting it? But I've realized that alongside all the things that even I asked, I got few out from the things that I asked from God. But I thank God that alongside even all the few things that I got, throughout this year, there's nothing like Pastor William was admitted at the hospital with water. Like I was taken to hospital, like someone would call, Charlie, this one is in the emergency. D3, D4, D5. Almost dead. Oh, he's taken to the mortuary. Because those people that they go to D3, D5, whatever, I'm not better than them. I get it. So when I sit down and I realize that, no, if I, that's why I said that many Christians, sometimes when you check some people, as if they are, you see, let me tell you something. Once you are a human being, you can never be smart. You can never be wise down. You see, someone who through what we call the word wisdom, it came from him. Sometimes when I see some people who are trying to be wise, I pity them. Amen. Are you getting it? So alongside all the things that I asked from God, all the revelation, all the plans, all the laid down procedures, because if God should say that, okay, Charlie, all the things that you said, I'm going to do it for you, but by 2023, let's say 23rd December, you are supposed to die. See, that's when you begin to realize that you have become a fool. You yourself, you are automatically a fool. Because I am trying to say, people normally concentrate on God. They focus on, they factor on God by things that doesn't have life. Are you getting it? Anything that God gives you, when God gives you something, it has life. Anything that God positioned to give you. So I feel like that, you see, it's good to pray, it's good to fast, it's good to do all these things. But I realize that alongside all your prayers, alongside all your fasting, it is the choice of God to do what He wants. Are you getting it? It is the choice of God to do what He wants. It's the choice of God to do what He thinks is right for you. Because the Bible says there is a way that smells right to man, but the end is death. That's what I'm saying, that when I sat down, I realized that no, there is a sign that all my 2023 revolution that I made, what was very, very important that I personally never even prayed, that God gave me without prayers, is divine health. Amen. I'm telling you. Yes. Because I throughout this year, there's nothing called hospital. I've never gone to any, like my colleague said, Yajima to hospital. But that is not what people, even many people who call themselves Christians, are thinking of it. They don't think of the life of Christ in Christ Jesus. Because the life which is in Christ Jesus, is that life that always make us free from sin and death. So people don't consider that. And it's a, so you see, if you don't even take care, the devil will even be accusing you. There are many people, even pastors. You see, let me tell you something. You can be anointed, but still you can be accused in the realm of the spirit. Amen. Especially when you don't show gratitude, or when you don't when you don't recognize the ultimate thing that God has done for you. Yeah, because honestly, life is not bought in market. This Christmas, many people will go and buy chicken and all these things. But this Christmas, no one can go to the market and buy life. No one can go to the market and buy life. No one. And you see, even this Christmas, I'm telling you, many people are, the majority of people who will be ungrateful to God are plenty. They'll just come to church and say, oh God, we thank you, that's all. But within them, they are ungrateful. Hallelujah. Amen. That's why I'm saying that if God, because I believe that all of you here, this year, 2023, you had some plans that you didn't see it. And some of you, maybe you have started becoming bitter. You die yourself. Ask for that one, you die yourself. Because whether you become better, whether you don't become better, you should even thank God that you are still alive. You should be really grateful that you are still alive. Because someone fasted and prayed 24/7. The person died. Hallelujah. Wherever you are, welcome. Oh, please. Thank you, God bless you. Amen. Yeah, so as I'm saying, You can become bitter. You can become bitter, and it's up to you, because whether you become bitter, whether you become grateful, it doesn't change God. Whether you become bitter in this life, whether you become grateful to God, it doesn't change you. But I just wanted you to focus. That's what I'm saying, that throughout this year, we have personal revolutions, because all of us, we have personal plans that fasting and prayers, we have been praying that God should be doing it for us. But the thing is, alongside all the, that's what I'm saying, that I'm using myself as a point of contact. That there are many things that I plan that this year God should do for me. I get it. But alongside all these things, I realized that God didn't do all. I get it. He didn't feel. But he gave me something that throughout this year, I never went to hospital. I never said, oh, Charlie, Yasir Jay or Sofuo at the hospital. You know many archbishops who you don't know their name, they have been hospitalized. It's not about archbishop. Sickness thereby, it's not about archbishop. I get it. But, so this is where many people, they don't focus, many Christians don't focus. Even as the year is ending, many people will be ungrateful. Because their focus is, I told God you should do this, God never do this, I told God you should do this. Their focus is on the thing that doesn't have life. Amen. That's why I said that there is a wave. I'm telling you, there's a strong wave. As you are heading to the next year, there's a strong wave. And in this way, if you are not someone who is solid by the word of God, you'll be coming away. That is why I read the scripture. Say that, nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, powers, things present or things to come, neither height, depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate me from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. So if anything, that's what I said, if anything that can separate you from the love of God, you are no more a Christian. So you can be a Christian today and you lose your Christianity tomorrow. Hallelujah. Because it's more like many times the way as we preach, many people think that when you come to the altar, God, that is all. No. God is looking for people who come to him for God call. Amen. That is the reason why tonight the theme is the message that we are preaching is who begats you. Amen. Who begat you? There are many people they go to church, but it's not the Christ that we are preaching about who begat them. Who begat you?
who begat you? The word to begat means to father. Who is your father? To say, that is S-I-R-E, to say, to begat, to cause or produce a child. Who begat you? When we read Matthew chapter 1, verse number 1 to 16, the book of the generation of Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham. Abraham begat Isaac, and Isaac begat Jacob, and Jacob begat Judah, and Judah his brother, Judah begat Perez. When you read all these things, you may think that it's talking about one people. They were more like a family. But there was one particular person that begat. Amen. Are you following? So when you read this generation of Jesus, those that their names even appeared were those that they were recognized as those that they had something with God. That we said that they were fathered, they have a linking with God. So when you say that, and Abraham begat Isaac, along the children of Abraham, we had Ishmael, but we didn't mention Ishmael here. And along even Ishmael, even Isaac, as Sarah died, the Bible said that Abraham went and married another woman. And he gave birth. But yet still, when the Bible was talking about the one who succeeded Abraham, he said Isaac. He said that, and Abraham begat Isaac. Amen. So it's a sign that we can all be called Christians, but in the mouth of people. But the one that you are seen as the one who is begotten by God, that proves that indeed you are a Christian. Amen. That's why Jesus Christ is not just Jesus Christ. He is the only begotten. The only begotten. Jesus as the Word of God is someone who was too focused, too constant, too stick to the Word. There is too much shallowness in the body of Christ. I'm telling you, there's too much shallowness that many people even don't have time for the Word of God again. Many people don't have time to study the Word of God. They don't have time to meditate scriptures. So as we read this, we say that Abraham begat Isaac, Isaac begat Jacob, Jacob begat. It's not just words. The word begat means to father, to say, to cause, or to produce a child, to bring forth a child. Hallelujah. Amen. And when we read 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse number 15, the Bible says that There are many instructors, but no many fathers. Who begat it? Who begat it? Because in this end time, the most dangerous thing that can happen to a person is to be a spiritual orphan. Amen. The most dangerous thing that can happen to a man or can happen to a person is to be a spiritual orphan. A spiritual orphan. To be an orphan. You don't have any father. You don't have anyone. When we read Lamentation chapter 5, verse number 1, Bible says that, remember, O Lord, what is come upon us? Consider and behold our reproach. Our inheritance is turned to strangers, and our houses to aliens. We are orphans. So you see, we are orphans, fatherless, and our mothers are widows. We are drunken our waters for money. Our wood is sold for us. Our neck is under persecution. We labor and have no rest.
See, when read this, it's talking about the dangerous thing that can happen to someone who is without a father. When you are divinely offered. Say, remember, O Lord, what is come upon us? Consider and behold our reproach. So when you become, when you call yourself a Christian, or when you carry the title a Christian, and you are not begotten, you are not in line, because those that they are with the devil, they have declared their stance that they are begotten of the devil. But if you call yourself a Christian and you are not solemnly begotten of God, begotten through the Son Jesus Christ, your life will be full of reproach. A reproach means disgrace. Anything can happen to you. And you see, your inheritance will be turned to strangers. So the reason why there are many people in church, but their inheritance are in the hands of strangers, is because they are not what they call themselves to be. You can tell me you are a Christian, but what if God knows that you are a Christian or you are not a Christian is very crucial. Amen. Whether God knows that you are a Christian or you are not a Christian is very crucial. Amen. Our inheritance, so these are the voices of orphans, people who were spiritually orphans. Our inheritance is turned to strangers. Our house is to aliens. 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 Our houses. Our houses. So there are many people who are not begotten in the church, who are orphans. They dress up, go to church every Sunday, but still in the realm of the spirit, they are orphans. Because their attitude, their lifestyle, the manner of how even they approach God is a sign that they are orphans. So because of that, their houses that they have been fasting and praying for, have been given to aliens. And he said that we are orphans, fatherless. Our mothers are widows. We have drunk our water to money. Our wood is sold unto us. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 But when you read this scripture and you compare it to John chapter 14, you understand that people who are begotten of God, they are not orphans. If you are truly begotten of God, you are not what? An orphan. So when you read John chapter 14, verse number, I don't know, is it today? Today, when I came here in the afternoon to pray. I don't know, there's a certain level of joy. I don't know where it came from. There's a certain level of joy. I don't know where it came from. Because I've been silent for some time. But today when I came to pray by the instruction of the Holy Spirit, I don't know, there's a certain joy. Amen. So when we read John chapter number 4, verse number 15, he said that, if you love me, keep my commandments. That is a father talking to children. And you see, the reason why sometimes, Rev, I'm not surprised, the reason why many people are orphans in the church is because even the physical, spiritual fathers God give to them, because they don't respect them. Amen. Yeah, the physical ones, they are not connected. Amen.
Amen.
They are not connected. The physical ones, but they are not how much mercy. So he said that if you love me, keep my commandments. And
And the question is, how many of us have been keeping the commandment of God? Have been diligently keeping. You see, in our generation, the best way to keep the commandment of God is to read the word and practice it. See, today when Senior Bishop was preaching, I was dazed in the spirit. Yeah, because the man is deep. The man is solid. You can see that this man works. This man, nothing can move him.
Hallelujah.
And there is too much shallowness in the body of Christ. The reason why you are light. And you see, many people think that when the Bible says that I'm giving you power to tread over scorpions and snakes, so you can just stand up and you say scorpion out, snake out. Before that scorpion will go, he check the amount of God inside you. And let me tell you, these scorpions that the Bible says, they are not small. And some of us, even the scorpion that you are casting, the scorpion knows the word that you. Because the scorpion was once with God. He knows scriptures. One day, Apostle Professor John Silliman said that he wanted to cast out a demon from a lady. And the demon started manifesting. He called the scripture, then the demon went. You quote the scripture, then the demon will end. You quote the scripture, the demon will give the quotation where it's coming from. Then he said, what is happening? What is happening? It's more like a disgrace. A disgrace in the whole congregation. Continue the demon and kotu. Continue the demon and check the BFE. So he said that he was struggling. He was struggling in front of the people. Then God intervened. The intervention of God was that the Lord opened his eyes and he saw a mighty angel standing there. And the angel said, Master, worship.
Should stop everything and worship.
Worship. Just worship. So as he was battling with the demon, he is the one who saw the vision. So he started, he changed everything to worship. Then he saw that as he started worshiping, then the lady started screaming. Then the demon left. Then he realized that, hey, then if you are working with God, you need to be solid. And let me tell you something. If you want certain blessings from God, you need to be solid. Because every level of blessing you want has a certain height of demon attached. And a certain height, I'm not scaring you, I'm telling you the truth. A certain height of demon attack and a certain height of angel attack. You see, some of us, we are too shallow to the point that there are certain blessings you want, even the angel that is attached to that blessing will not come because you are too shallow for me. But that angel is even heavy. Do you think it was easy for Michael to just appear so that the prince of the kingdom of Persia will say that Master give way so that the revelation will be given to Daniel? Do you think it's easy? Daniel was solid. Daniel was solid to the point that when they make a decree that Master, anyone who worship any other god will die. And then the man said, Master, I've not heard anything. This is the even, I'm going to pray three times. Daniel was solid. So you see, we in our dispensation, many people want certain testimonies like, okay, come and share. Jata Bumna and Kajatan remain. But they are all young. A Jumana, we are, and I said, Abrabana woman in it. The way you are even lazy to the word of God in the Quran. Okosha Jata Bumna, Jata Bumna, you are too lazy for the word to even overcome you. You are too lazy.
Hallelujah.
There's too much shallowness. That is the reason why death, life, height, angels, persecution, all these things are separate. And I'm saying that, you see, if anything that can separate you, when anything that can separate you from the love of God, when the love of God or the love of Christ is out from you, you are no more a Christian. You are not. That's why Paul was saying that, what can separate me from the love So you can be a Christian now and be an unbeliever tomorrow. I'm telling you. That is the reason why it's more like, I say, people are relaxing when it comes to Christianity. But when you check such people, they are not relaxed when it comes to their job. When it comes to the way you are serious with, as you are a student now, the way you are serious with today's lectures, tomorrow, are you relaxed to tomorrow's lectures? But in our life as Christians, we are serious with God by the altar call. But the next day, we are relaxed because we think that that is all. Amen. So he said, if you love me, keep my commands. And he said, I will pray my Father. So you see, for Jesus to say, I will pray my Father, it's a sign that Jesus is not an orphan. He's the only begotten. He's a begotten son. He's someone who has a father. He's someone who has been sent. He's someone who was caused or produced as a child. He's someone who was bring forth. And he shall give you another comforter that he may abide with you forever. Even the spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive. So have you seen, it's not God who is making people orphans. We ourselves, we cannot receive him to be father. We cannot receive him. Because he said that whom the world cannot receive. Because if you receive the Holy Spirit diligently, you have received the Son diligently, and you have received the Father diligently. Because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. Many people doesn't know the Holy Spirit. I'm telling you, many people read about them, they don't know him. They don't know him. And you see, the Holy Spirit, if you don't even know the Holy Spirit, he will never even show himself to you. God, if you don't know me, why should I call myself to you? Hallelujah. Are you here? Neither know him, but you know him, for he dwells in you and shall be in you. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. Yet a while, and the world see me no more. But you see me because I live, you shall live also. At that day, you shall know that I am in my Father, and you are in me, and I am in you. He that hath my commandment and keep them, he it is that love me, and he that love me shall be loved of my Father. And I'll love him, and I'll manifest myself to him. Hallelujah. Yes. So, there's a difference between you being an orphan and you being what? Begotten. The first scripture we read was talking about orphans, how orphans are struggling. They are saying that our inheritance has been given to strangers. Our mothers have become widows. But as we read this scripture, we understood that it is not in the mindset, or it is never a record, or it's never a will of God for us to be orphans. But we have allowed ourselves to be orphans in such a way that nowadays we go to church not because of God. You see, this thing, we keep on saying it, but still, people go to church not because of God. People go to church not because of God. And that is the reason why, if you go to church not because of God, that is the reason why when you are looking for something and it doesn't happen, it may seem to you that God is not there. God is bigger than what you are looking for. Amen. And anything God gives you has an expiry date. And anything God gives you is never bigger than God. And God is looking for people who are looking for him. Yeah. God is looking for people who are looking for him, so that he can say that these people are begotten through Jesus. That's what I said, who begat you? Or you can title it, who begat you as a child of God? Who begat you? Who begat you? I always tell people when I say this, the people think it's a joke. You see, in the realm of God, there's nothing called darkness. There's nothing called sickness. There's nothing called tears. There's nothing called worries. There's nothing called pain. So sometimes, what we are going through, I strongly believe that because Jesus came, he felt what we went through and he was able to present it to the Father. But with the Father, he doesn't know what you are going through, because what you are going through, when he comes around, he doesn't see it. When God comes around, everything darkness, everything suffering, everything weakness will run away. So it's even Jesus who is presenting that, Papa, these people, they are suffering. Because when I became a man, I went through this and I saw that I'm bad. The sin that man brought himself, but God is not interested about even the sin that has made you suffering. Because when you look for him and he appears, anything that is destructive, anything that is all sin will run away. And even that one is even far better, because right now people are looking for, people want to pray. They want to pray to God. But God is also looking for people who look for him without prayers. I want you to understand that it's good to pray. It's good to fast. All these things help us. It molds you. But what God wants, is you. God needs you. And when you get God, you will not need to sit down and pray for hours. Amen. Because Jesus promised us that greater things you will do than this, because I'm going to the Father. So it's a sign that you praying that things should multiply is possible. And the reason why Jesus was able to do all these things is because God was with him. God was with him. That is the reason why when he stepped a place, sickness should run away. When he stepped a place, you see, the reason why the damsel, the young girl who died, when Jesus came, the girl came back to life, is because when God visits a place that is dead, there should be life. So it was when you read the Bible, when you see that Jesus was walking, it was God walking in a body. But that is how God wants us, our life to be. Because that is how God created man to be. That is the reason why when Adam saw you are a monkey, and it was so. Because Adam was a carrier of what? God. But because of sin, God has left. And now Jesus has come. And Jesus went and he presented to the Father that these people are suffering because of sin. They are going through this. There's too much death. There's too much destruction. There's too much this. And now the Father is okay. Alongside, okay, this time, you and me, we will go. That's why Jesus said, I and my Father will come. And this thing is to those who will get closer to God to be stamped or located as what? Begotten. Yes. So the reason why Lazarus died 4 days, but Jesus said that Lazarus come out, is because when God comes, it doesn't care. Because you see, the 4 days is working on the earth, but when God comes to the sea, there's nothing called days. God is the carrier of days. God is the carrier of years. God is the carrier of seasons. God is the carrier of time. God doesn't have time. He carries the time. Amen. God doesn't have age. He carries the age. And you are praying with age. You are fasting with time. It's because you have minute
the career of time, the career of age, the career of death.
What is the one carrying devil? He carried everything. He can instruct death. He can instruct life. That is why he said, Master,
he said, oh, he says, if you have come right now, Lazarus wouldn't have died. If you have come, Lazarus wouldn't have died. If you have come, Lazarus wouldn't have died. And Martha was saying that, but I believe that in the resurrection. And Jesus said, no,
I am the resurrection.
Carry on the resurrection.
I am the resurrection and life. I am the resurrection and life. I am. The resurrection that you are thinking of and you are believing for, I am now.
So where is the body?
You see, that is the reason why Jesus said to the disciples, oh, let's go and wake Lazarus up. Our friend Lazarus is asleep.
So what you call death in the sight of God is sleeping. What you call death in the sight of God is sleeping. What you call darkness in the sight of God is light. What you call suffering in the sight of God is promotion. But the truth of the matter is, we don't focus on God. We have limited God. And we carry ourselves. And we do things by our own. And we plan ourselves. And we even come to his presence by ourselves. And we do things by ourselves. We carry things by ourselves. We do things by ourselves.
Anything that we do is by ourselves. There are some people, even they, when they come to church, they have 1, 2, 3, 50 things for God. If God doesn't do it, they will leave. And you see, the truth of the matter is, in this life, God never loses. So you are the one who loses.
God is never a loser.
Let me tell you, even if God should say that, okay, the devil, take over the whole world, take over human beings, I'm telling you, God is still never a loser.
God can decide that, okay, Charlie, when you were coming, when I was sacking you, you took only 1/3 of the angels. Come and carry all the,
yeah, the rest
with you. And let me be alone. God is still never a loser.
Because the reason why he's never a loser is because there's no way the creation can survive without the creator.
Yes, you need to have
I went back and I also pondered that thing. So ever since, how many times have I been hospitalized? Ever since I gave my life to Christ, I never found one. I remember before the age 17, that was why I was not going to get the hospital. So me, as I'm standing here, people thought that I was a sicker. That is before born again. But as I sat down today, ever since I gave my life to Christ, there's nothing to I've been hospitalized. But there are some people, they have been praying that God give me car. I'm not against the blessings of God. But I want you to understand that we are too much focused on things that doesn't carry life. They have been praying that God give me this. God has been given, but they are not happy. Like within them, they are not happy. There are some people, they have been praying that God give them one. God has been given, but every day they go to hospital. They go for checkup. When you go, doctor says, "Charlie, we must celebrate." New idea. The next day, "Charlie, we call my chair." New idea. "Charlie, we must have a coffin." New idea. "Charlie, if you are new in the." You see that? So when I sat down to them, I said, if all these things should happen to me, if all these things should happen to me, if all these things should happen to me badly, say, if all these things should happen to us, how are we going to survive? So it's a sign that you need to be thankful. See, that's the reason why, I don't know, there's something I like about Bishop Dabo. He's a man who is always thankful. When you hear him saying, "Thankful, I'm always thankful," it's not about the blessings or even the big churches of the Lord. That's what I mean. He is thankful for even how he is. Because it's not easy. It's not easy even for you to move to a place and come back. But Christians don't think about these things. There are some places you went. Someone went, he was caught, he was beaten. There was a place you passed. Someone passed there, he was attacked. There was a food that you bought, you ate. You forgot even to pray. Someone bought the food. He prayed territorial prayers, even on the fair. By the next day, there is God is not for you. Hallelujah. It is time we need to allow God to be in us. We should not be just Christians because we come to church. We should let God be in us and we will see the power of God. We will see the manifestations of God. We will see that indeed God is with us. Hallelujah. Who becomes you? Who becomes you? Is it the word that begat? Because there are many people in church, it's the word that has begotten them. Because if it's not the word that has begotten you, why is it that you are carried away by the cares of this world and the deceitful of riches? You are carried away. I'm a Christian because I want to prosper. I'm a Christian because I want to marry. I'm a Christian because I want to have a nice house. I'm a Christian because I need divine health. I'm a Christian because I can get promotion. I'm a Christian because I can travel to nations. No, that is not the definition of Christianity. I'm a Christian because I'm part of the begotten sons of God. And the life of the Spirit, which is in Christ Jesus, inside me. I'm a Christian because any place where I go, demons, both physical and spiritual, they can identify me. Yeah, because there are many of us, as we walk to a flow, the statement that the demon said to the seven sons of Saba, they keep on saying it to us. Just that we don't see physical beatings. Yeah, they keep on saying that you are praying, that you are fasting. Paul, we know. This man, we know. Even this rather we know by you, we don't know. Hallelujah. Amen. It is time we need to be serious. Where we are heading towards, that's as I say, it's a wave. And this wave is a wave of God. I'm telling you, it's not a wave of the devil. It's a wave of God. And it will take those who are solid, who believe God by the word, to stay to be on. If you don't take care, you'll be off. You'll be out. Because heaven is for those who are solid by the word. Because if you are not solid by God, if you are not solid by the word now on this earth, what shows that we go to heaven? No, heaven will go out where they will go where they are. And I will sit down. And I will go everywhere. And I will go to the Bible. What are you doing? It is the word. The same word that you are going to adore. The same word that you are going to worship. So I always tell people that how you treat God now here is a determinant of how you will treat Him. How you treat God now. How you are treating Him. How you are treating Jesus. How you are treating the cross. We have been preaching the cross. Many of us, when you come to church, we encourage you even to talk to some people about it. It is difficult for you to even to open your mouth It is difficult to open your mouth and to tell someone about Christ. It is difficult. You say you are a begotten son. That's why I say that there are many people, they say they are not. Because it is difficult for you to even to talk to someone about your father. The one you claim that you are begotten of is difficult. You want us to beg him. And physically, how many of us here physically, your father had to beg you before you say to people good things about your father? How many of us here? You raise up and say, we need a papa to answer. We didn't want to answer to your physically. So physically, even mortal fathers. We don't do that. How much the heavenly Father? Amen. So that is the reason why things are not working. That is the reason why we don't carry. We don't carry God. Amen. We don't carry God. Jesus carry God. Jesus carry God. He carry God and he said that these things, you see, these things that he was saying, he was talking to those that are begotten. You do these things, you do greater things than me. That is why I'm not surprised we saw Peter saying Tabitha come. Peter raised Dorcas from the dead. Peter, who was a sinner, who said to Jesus, depart from me, I'm a sinner. When he became solid by the word, he was able to say Tabitha come. Tabitha come is not Jesus who said. Jesus said Talita, Talita Kumi, which is damsel, right? But the one who said Tabitha Kumi is what? Peter. Simon Peter. And the Bible said when they saw the boldness of Peter and John, they said, ah, these people, they are being with Jesus. They saw the image of Christ. These people, they are being with Jesus. And by the shadow of Peter, you see, we read the Bible and said that and the one with an issue of blood, he suffered 12 years with doctors when he just touched the hem of Jesus. He was made him. And the Bible said that when the people were walking, just the shadow of Peter. So it's a sign that indeed what Jesus said is true. We need to allow God to lead us. There's too much noise and there's too much emptiness in the church. Hallelujah. That there's the Christians or we that we call ourselves, we are too shallow. We are too shallow. And we are carried away. And we are moved by the systems of this world. To the point that we have allowed our life, we live our life based on how the world is living. And let me tell you, unless your life be in line with the life of Jesus Christ, never see the glory. Because for Peter to see the glory of God, he made his life to be in line with the life of Jesus. For Paul to see the glory of God, he made his life to be in line with the life of Jesus. So unless you make your life be in line with the life of Jesus, you can never behold his glory. Jesus said, Father, I have glorified you. Glorified, and God even spoke again. I have glorified it, and I'll glorify it again. Some of us, when we, God is not even speaking, then come and say, I'll glorify again. Because when God sees you, there's no channel, there's nothing that shows. Some of us, even when God even is speaking for us, the demons even get Omoano, because the person that God you are talking for, he doesn't believe you, he doesn't follow you, he doesn't follow your steps, like he do things anyhow. And he even want to command you. You see, in our dispensation, we are full of Christians who want to command God. We are commanding God as if we are those who created the world. So in our dispensation, we are too proud. We are commanding God. We are telling God what to do. They are training me the only. Yeah, they are training me. As if say, hey, bra, you see, it is very sad that even Ukra, stay at your Ukra unu, stay at the top Ukra unu. But rather, as you came down, you when you know what you are doing, through the knowledge of good and evil. Now you are telling the one who is full of life what to do. Amen. Now because of that, today is, so we don't want to spend more time. Hallelujah. So this evening, who will be that you? That is the question you should ask yourself. Sit down and are you an orphan? Check whether you are an orphan. Whether you are an orphan. Because if you just receive an altar call, you are not a Christian. I don't just come and stand here. I've received Jesus Christ as my personal Lord and Savior, and go and do whatever you want. No, you are not a Christian. Altar call. It should be a God call. You are convinced. Like, as the pastor, he said that if you are here and you don't know Jesus, as you are coming, you yourself, as you know that this one, God is calling me. I'm surrendering to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Yeah, so without wasting my time, let's be on our feet. As we are closing. We are closing. Who begat you? Who begat you? God is looking for his sons. He's looking for his children to bless them. Because if you are a child of God, automatically you have inheritance. Jesus is never poor. He is never poor. Any place where you go. You see, that's why he was doing strange things. How can you be in debt and you tell someone, go and catch fish? When you catch a fish, the first one, open his mouth. When you open his mouth, is it true that there are veins in the mouth of fishes? It's not a fisherman, no? Because Ghana, our home way is Kapaya, because you are going to be a fisherman, because of all, and now I feel like I'm going to be a fisherman. Oh, yeah, I'm not going to be a He's a man full of strange possibilities. He said, with God, all things are possible. If whether you believe it or not, I'm telling you, with God, all things are possible. Amen. 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 Whilst our eyes are closed, you are here.